Hello there and welcome to the program. My name is Gary Zimak and I am so glad that you decided to stop on by. You know the deal. If you're a regular listener, I've got a chair at my table for you. And if you're not a regular listener, welcome. I have a chair for you as well. This week on the show, we're going to look at the Mass readings for the 29th Sunday in Ordinary Time. The theme, I have a feeling you're going to like this theme, the power of prayer. Now, let me just talk to you for a quick minute before we go on with the show. Is there anything in your life right now that's troubling you? Are you stressed out about something? Is something really causing you to panic or to live in fear? You know, it doesn't have to be major. It can be a minor problem. I'll tell you, there's something right now in my life that's troubling me. It has to do with home repairs. It's some problem that I'm concerned about in my home that I've got to try to get fixed, and I'm really not sure what to do. Now, here's the good thing. Here's the good news for us. Anything like this, anything that stresses you out, anything that causes you to stay awake at night, anything where you realize you're helpless, you're burdened, you don't know what to do, that is a great thing to bring to God in prayer. But the problem is we often feel the prayer is, you know, it's kind of good, but it really isn't as important as running around and controlling and fixing things on our own. Don't you feel that way sometimes? I think it's very common to feel that way. And that doesn't mean that all we should do is pray. No, God wants us to do what we can to solve our problems. But a lot of times, our problems can't be solved by our efforts alone. And it's sometimes not the easiest thing in the world to do to pause in the midst of your crisis, whatever that may be, and say, Lord, please help me. And then when you don't feel something, right, when you pray like that, what do you do sometimes? You abandon your prayer. These readings today remind us that prayer works. Prayer absolutely is powerful and prayer works. Do we always get what we want? No. God's not going to give us something that's not good for us or at the wrong time. But we have to believe, we have to choose to believe by faith that God hears all of our prayers and he will answer in the right way at the right time. Now, we have the ability to believe that through faith. We can choose to believe it no matter how we feel. I'm going to choose to believe that today. I'm going to encourage you to do the same. But if you're skeptical, stick around. We're going to look at these Mass readings today for the 29th Sunday in Ordinary Time. And I believe they will help you to be able to make that decision to pray, even when it feels like your situation is hopeless, or even when it seems like your prayers aren't working. All right? Now, that's a bit of a longer tease than I intended to give you about this show. So why don't we pray now? Isn't that a great segue, right? Let's pray now. And I'm going to ask for a few things and speak to the Lord. And I just invite you to pray along with me, if you would. And remember that we are in his presence. He is here with us right now. Our Heavenly Father sees us. He hears us. He loves us. And even if we don't feel it, he's here. And he cares about what we have to say. So please join me as we begin. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear Father in heaven, thank you for being here with us right now. Father, we can't see you, we can't hear you, we can't really feel you most of the time. But we do believe through faith that you're with us, that you love us, and that you're bigger than all of our problems. Father, we acknowledge your power. They don't call you Almighty God for nothing. You are Almighty. You can do all things. You can be everywhere at one time. You live outside of space and time. You see us always. You know what we're thinking. You want to help us. We acknowledge that, Father. We thank you for blessing us in so many ways over the years. Father, without your loving care, we wouldn't be here now. We wouldn't have been created, first of all. And second of all, we wouldn't have survived all these years if it wasn't for you taking care of us. So thank you for that, Father. Father, if we offended you in any way, and I'm sure I have, I know I have, in my thoughts and my words and my deeds. If we offended you in any way, Father, we ask for your forgiveness. Please grant us the grace to do better and the self-control to cooperate with your grace and choose to do the right thing, even when we don't feel like it. Father, we lift up our needs today. We pray for all those around the world who are suffering, all those who don't know you, all those who are in need of your mercy, all those who are sick, anyone struggling with addictions, anyone dealing with mental illness or anxiety disorders of any kind. We pray for the souls in purgatory. We pray for those who are homeless or homebound. We pray for our church. We pray for those who have left the church. We pray for those who don't know you, Father, or don't even know it's possible to have a relationship with you. And we pray for all of our personal needs as well. Please give us what we need, Father, and hear all of these other intentions as well. Lastly, Father, I ask you to give me the words. Let me be your instrument today. Let me deliver your message. And please open all of our minds and all of our hearts to hear what it is that you have to say and to respond in a way that pleases you. Father God, we ask these things in the most holy and sacred name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, thank you so much for praying with me. I'll tell you what, I always feel better when we pray. It's amazing because, I can get distracted. I can get focused on my problems. And like I said at the start, there's something right now that's sort of troubling me. And if you wouldn't mind praying for this one particular intention, I'd be very grateful. And I promise to pray for you in return. So this week we are going to look at the readings for the 29th Sunday in Ordinary Time. It's all about the power of prayer. Before we do that, however, I just want to remind you that you can find out more about me and my work by going to followingthetruth.com. I still have some openings for Lent of 2026. So if you want to give up worry for Lent to your parish, please let me know. followingthetruth.com. You can contact me there. We could set it up, and I'd love to do it. I'd love to come out and really, you know what I do? I depend on the Lord to send me where he wants me to be. He's left some openings for me this year, and I'm going to let him fill them in the way he sees fit. So if your parish wants to bring me in as a speaker, you send me an email either through the website followingthetruth.com or just email me directly at gary@followingthetruth.com, and we'll find a way to make it happen. Also on the program, for the past few weeks, we've been looking at my latest book, Lord Save Me, Prayers and Encouragement When Life Feels Hard. We're getting toward the end of the book. This week, we're doing one chapter a week. We have two more chapters to go. This week, chapter 9, When You Are Burdened or Overwhelmed. So I'll just read a couple sentences from the introduction to this particular chapter. And if you're burdened right now or overwhelmed with something, take note of these words, and then we'll go into a brief reflection that I really believe will help you, and it's the perfect point of departure for this program this week. When you are burdened or overwhelmed, the problems and challenges of life can definitely cause one to become burdened and even feel overwhelmed. Every day, we encounter situations that appear to be unsolvable. As Christians, we have a way to mitigate that drowning feeling. Reaching for Jesus, just as Peter did, he can bring us peace, though it is not automatic and does require effort on our part. In this chapter, we'll work on ways to draw upon a relationship with Jesus to lighten our burden. So let's talk about that now. Let's just look at the first reflection in this chapter. It starts with the Bible verse, Mark chapter 1, verse 35, rising very early before dawn, Jesus left and went off to a deserted place where he prayed. I think that is so powerful. If Jesus didn't believe in the power of prayer, do you think he would waste his time praying? I mean, it's so incredible to think of the fact that Jesus prayed. He rose early before dawn. Why? Because it's a good time. He knows he's going to be very busy. So he rose early before dawn and went to a deserted place. This is an intentional, conscious effort that Jesus made. He went to a quiet place, a deserted place, where he could be alone with his Heavenly Father to pray. Why? Because prayer matters. Prayer is a conversation between Jesus and his Father in this case, or when we pray, between us and our Heavenly Father, or us and Jesus, or us and the Holy Spirit. That's such a great example and a reminder for us today. Prayer matters. And it's not always about just getting what you want or asking for things. It's very important, and we're going to hear about that in the readings today. But just to check in with God, you know, and say, here I am, Father. Send me where you need me today. Give me the grace I need to do your will. And help me with this or that problem that I'm dealing with. Jesus told us to pray to our Father. Jesus did that. He not only gave us that advice, that's how he lived. He spent time with his Father in prayer. I would encourage you, no matter what you're going through today, spend a few minutes with God. It doesn't have to be a long time. Just make sure you give him some time each day. And by doing that, and I've learned this the hard way. By doing this, your relationship with God will grow and you'll find peace. And when I said I learned it the hard way, I know what it's like to not pray. And the stress that made me feel. If Jesus made the time to pray, you and I have to make the time too. Now, again, I said this is a great point of departure. By the way, that's from Lord Save Me, my latest book. You can find out more at followingthetruth.com. All right. Point of departure. This is perfect as we lead into the readings for the 29th Sunday in Ordinary Time. We're getting toward the end of the church year. Just a few more weeks to go before we go into Advent and begin a new liturgical year. We're going to talk this week about the power of prayer. We'll start with the gospel, as I always do on this show. Then we'll back up a little bit and look at the other readings and see how they support the message in the gospel. So this week we look at Luke chapter 18, verses 1 through 8. Jesus told his disciples a parable about the necessity for them to pray always without becoming weary. He said, "There was a judge in a certain town who neither feared God nor respected any human being. And a widow in that town used to come to him and say, 'Render a just decision for me against my adversary.' For a long time the judge was unwilling, but eventually he thought, 'While it is true that I neither fear God nor respect any human being, because this widow keeps bothering me, I shall deliver a just decision for her, lest she finally come and strike me.' The Lord said, 'Pay attention to what the dishonest judge says. Will not God then secure the rights of his chosen ones who call out to him day and night? Will he be slow to answer them? I tell you, he will see to it that justice is done for them speedily. But when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth?'" This is an incredible story because Jesus would often use exaggeration or contrasts to make a point. So he uses this judge, this unjust judge, who neither feared God nor respected any human being. He was not a good guy. He was a bit of a jerk, it sounds like. And a widow used to come to him and say, "Render a just decision for me against my adversary. Judge, please rule in my favor." For a long time, the judge was unwilling. He didn't want to hear her. But eventually he thought, and this is good because the judge in this parable is giving us an insight into what he's all about. And the judge said, "While it's true that I neither fear God nor respect any human being, because this widow keeps bothering me, I shall deliver a just decision for her, lest she finally come and strike me." Now, again, this is a contrast. And this used to bother me when I would look at this parable. I think, what is God comparing? Is Jesus comparing God to this unjust judge? That's not the point he was making. He's using exaggeration. He wants to get the attention of the person listening to the parable. And it does get our attention, doesn't it? But the point he was trying to make is keep And this is, excuse my language, but this is not the best choice of words, but you're going to get the idea. Keep bothering God if you need something. Keep pestering him. Again, not the best choice of words, but you get it. Jesus is telling us, keep praying if you need something. And eventually, you know, he's speaking a language that the people could understand. Eventually, the judge said, okay, I don't care about you. I don't care about God. Just, I'll give you what you want. Just leave me alone. Again, a crazy comparison, but one that's designed to get the attention of the listeners. And if this unjust judge, who doesn't even care about anybody, who's totally self-centered, if he would render a favorable decision at the request of this widow, how about a just God who's all loving? How would he respond to the pleas of his children? Again, it doesn't mean you're going to get what you want, but you will get an answer. Prayer works. Prayer's powerful. But there are times when you are not going to feel like praying. There are times when you're going to give up, or want to give up and say, this is not doing any good. I see no results. It's then that you have to really lean into your faith and depend on your faith and choose to pray anyway. That's what I'm going to encourage you to do. That's what Jesus is encouraging you to do. In that verse we talked about from Lord Save Me, Jesus gave us an example. It's important to pray. You will not grow in your relationship with God unless you pray. So that's the point. And I think we all need to hear that. Let's look at the first reading. I'm going to go all the way back to the book of Exodus, chapter 17, verses 8 through 13, and see if you can see the theme of persistent prayer, as we heard in the gospel, in this first reading. In those days, Amalek came and waged war against Israel. Moses therefore said to Joshua, pick out certain men, and tomorrow go out and engage Amalek in battle. I will be standing on top of the hill with the staff of God in my hand. So Joshua did as Moses told him. He engaged Amalek in battle after Moses had climbed to the top of the hill with Aaron and Hur. As long as Moses kept his hands raised up, Israel had the better of the fight. But when he let his hands rest, Amalek got the better of the fight. Moses' hands, however, grew tired, so they put a rock in place for him to sit on. Meanwhile, Aaron and Hur supported his hands, one on one side and one on the other, so that his hands remained steady till sunset. And Joshua mowed down Amalek and his people with the edge of the sword. Now, a lot of imagery in this first reading, but the point of this reading, especially when we look at it in terms of in light of the gospel that we read today, prayer matters. So Moses tells Joshua, pick out certain men to go battle against the enemy. And then Moses climbed to the top of the hill with Aaron and Hur. Moses kept his hands raised up in prayer. He was praying. That's what he was doing. As long as he kept his hands up, Israel had the better of the fight. When he let his hands down, the Israelites began to lose the battle. So what happened? Aaron and Hur supported the hands of Moses. Look at this as intercessory prayer. They helped him. They joined their prayer, if you will, to the prayer of Moses. And what happens? Joshua mowed down Amalek and his people with the edge of the sword. Again, we see in this reading, you got to dig a little bit to see it, because it's got that Old Testament imagery in it. The prayer matters. Prayer made a difference in this battle. And multiple people were involved in this prayer. Moses couldn't keep his hands up, so he needed the help of Aaron and Hur, who were by his side, who helped him. Now, certainly we can see this idea of Moses with his hands raised. You can see the image of Jesus on the cross and ultimately our redemption that flowed from his crucifixion. That's the prime example of this. Jesus making intercession on our behalf to the Father, offering himself to the Father to redeem us. But you can let that trickle down to our prayers as Christians, that they do matter, that the Father hears them. And if we ask people to pray for us, pray with us, then all of those prayers, there's other people who are holding us up in prayer, who are praying for us, they have an effect too. Like when you pray for me, and I know you do, and I appreciate that, it's easier for me to keep going and not stop believing, not give up hope, allow myself to become discouraged. Your prayers matter to me, and that's why I always ask you to pray for me. And that's why I always tell you that I pray for you. I want you to know that. You're not alone. I'm praying for you. We're praying for one another. And therefore, that strengthens each of us so that we can continue to walk the walk and not become discouraged or even hopeless. Prayer matters. Psalm 121 is the responsorial psalm. Our help is from the Lord who made heaven and earth. I lift my eyes toward the mountains. Whence shall help come to me? See, this, it sounds like a prayer, doesn't it? It is. This is someone praying. I lift my eyes toward the mountains. That's prayer. Whence shall help come to me? My help is from the Lord who made heaven and earth. But you know that question, when are you going to help me, Lord? I'm going to keep praying, Lord. I'm going to be persistent. That's what Jesus told us to do. May he not suffer your foot to slip. May he slumber not who guards you. Indeed, he neither slumbers nor sleeps, the guardian of Israel. The Lord is your guardian. See, we're praying to the Lord, the one who watches over us. The Lord is your shade. He is beside you at your right hand. The sun shall not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will guard you from all evil. He will guard your life. The Lord will guard your coming and your going, both now and forever. Our help is from the Lord who made heaven and earth. Now, obviously, when you look at some of these readings, these psalms, and the psalm in this case, you might look at that and say, the Lord will guard you from all evil. What about people who have evil acts committed against them? And he will guard your life. Obviously, we have to look at that and recognize that, yes, there are people who get murdered in life. There are people who evil does harm them in some way. When you look at this, you really have to look at the broad picture. And it really involves the most important thing that any of us should be concerned about. But, I mean, I understand we've got other problems in life, and that's getting to heaven by praying and by receiving the grace through the sacraments that the Lord gives us. We're going to make it safely to heaven, which, you know, ultimately our life on this earth, it's not an infinite experience. We're not going to be here forever. We're going to be somewhere forever. And with the Lord's help, when we turn to him and receive the sacraments and, you know, try to cooperate with the grace that the Lord gives us, then we're going to be able to make it safely to our home in heaven, which will be forever. Yes, Jesus was murdered on the cross. The martyrs died. Evil was committed against them, and they died. But ultimately, they were safe in heaven. That's hard for us to see because we're living in this world. It's not easy to see. And that's why we need some help. So let's look at this second reading from St. Paul's second letter to Timothy, chapter 3, beginning in verse 14. Beloved, remain faithful to what you have learned and believed because you know from whom you learned it. And that from infancy you have known the sacred scriptures, which are capable of giving you wisdom for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. In other words, let the Bible instruct you and teach you. We heard some readings today. Choose to believe them, right? What was the main message today? Prayer is important. Prayer is powerful. Prayer works. St. Paul continues, all scripture is inspired by God and is useful for teaching, for refutation, for correction, and for training in righteousness, so that one who belongs to God may be competent, equipped for every good work. I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who will judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing in his kingly power, proclaim the word, be persistent, whether it's convenient or inconvenient. Convince, reprimand, encourage through all patience and teaching. In other words, keep believing. Keep sharing the good news. Keep putting into practice what you believe through faith. Today, specifically, pray. Don't stop praying, no matter how you feel. And yes, there will be times you feel your prayer is ineffective, that God is not listening, that he's not present. That's how you feel. But feelings aren't facts. Facts are facts. And God can't lie. And this is what he's telling us. Prayer matters. Prayer is powerful. Keep on praying. Sounds good? Right? It's a pretty impressive message, isn't it? I feel better. I hope you do too. We are just about at the end of the show. Listen, I want to ask you if you could help me out. I really, you know, I say this every week, and it really means a lot to me when you respond. I really need your help financially to keep my ministry going. If you could possibly consider making a contribution to my ministry, you could do that by going to followingthetruth.com. Just click on donate, and you'll be able to securely donate using PayPal. That would really help me. I'd be very grateful for your support. Again, that's at followingthetruth.com. In the meantime, until we meet again, you know I'm going to be praying for you. Why? Because I believe that prayer works. And I really want you to pray for me and for my family. We could really use it. I would really appreciate that. And look, then we'll all know we're not alone. I want to know somebody's praying for me, and you. I want you to know that someone is praying for you too. I'm praying for you. All right, thank you so much for tuning in. God bless you, and I look forward, God willing, to joining you next week on the program. Have a wonderful week. Talk to you next time. Bye-bye.